I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. A coalition of Seeley Lake and Ovando area residents say they've developed a plan to both protect and use local public lands. As Edward O'Brien reports, the group has rebooted its public relations campaign to attract some congressional attention.
The Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project is made up of loggers, hunters, conservationists, and snowmobilers. They all think a decade is more than enough time for Congress to make up its mind.
It's time for the Blackfoot Clearwater Stewardship Project to move forward, and I would like to ask our delegation to take it on and to see it through.
That clip is from the first of a series of videos the group will release. It vows to produce and distribute one video a month until Montana's delegation embraces its plan and ushers it through Congress. That plan has three basic components: recreation, conservation, and a sustainable timber economy. Here's Stewardship Project member and Ovando area rancher Jim Stone.
In whole, it really is about a working landscape. That's been really the hinge point for the Blackfoot for many years, is that we want all the traditional uses. We want to be able to work and we want to be able to function.
The plan's forest restoration component is already underway with the establishment of the Southwestern Crown of the Continent Collaborative. The recreation and conservation portions are still only proposals. Simply put, they call for guaranteed hunting, fishing, and snowmobiling opportunities. It also calls for adding 83,000 acres to the Bob Marshall, Scapegoat, and Mission Mountains wilderness areas. The link to the full plan is available on our website at mtpr.org. That approach of combining working lands and protections hasn't mustered much support in Congress, but retired outfitter Smoke Elser says he believes Montana's delegation can get the job done.
You know, if we present the Congress in Washington, D.C. with a good, clean, pure apple, I think they will take a bite.
But convincing Congress to take a bite out of that pure apple could be a challenge, especially during an election year. The groups hope their new website and PR campaign will help whet lawmakers' appetites. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
Build new coal-fired power plants, and that'll create a market for coal from the U.S. The deadline for public comment on the proposed Millennium Bulk Terminal is June 16th. The state of Washington is holding a public hearing on it in Spokane, May 26th. I'm Eric Whitney.